know, I challenge all you adult males.
Watermelon eating, mud wrestling, and hero sandwich floats. A rundown of activities for the Independence Day weekend in Haines and Skagway. And stay with us for a special feature that digs into the local news archives as KHNS celebrates 30 years. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. It's only once a year you can eat barbecue while you're covered from head to toe in mud and watching a pie-eating contest, after you are in a parade, and before you dance to a live band with fireworks overhead. This weekend, Independence Day activities in Skagway and Haines begin on Saturday. Skagway has special guests in town this year to help celebrate the theme of this year's parade, Heroes Past and Present. Buckwheat Donahue is the borough's tourism director.
Renee Rowan, she is the granddaughter of United States Marshal Rowan, who was shot in January of 1898, protecting Skagway from Sophie Smith and all those kind of guys. And she and her family and the U.S. District Judge Holland from Anchorage and the Deputy Chief of the United States Marshal's Office for the State of Alaska are all going to be here and participate in the parade on Sunday.
Deputy Marshal James Rowan was shot dead in Skagway by bartender John Fay in February of 1898. A mob went after Fay with intentions to hang him, but Soapy Smith hid Fay while his henchmen held off the mob at gunpoint. Fay was eventually promised safe passage to Sitka, where he went on trial. This Sunday afternoon, a tombstone dedication will honor Rowan at the Soapy Smith Cemetery. But Independence Day activities begin the day before, on Saturday, with parades, says Donahue.
Oh, don't forget the kiddie parade. The kiddie parade starts at 9:30, half an hour before the adult parade. And, you know, this year I've heard some rumors about, you know, the theme is, for celebrating heroes. And, of course, in Skagway, some of our local heroes are the girls' basketball team because they won state and all that kind of stuff. But I've also heard rumors that some people are approaching heroes from a different angle. I heard that there were people that had planned on building a giant hero sandwich and having people's heads sticking out of a hero sandwich. You know, superheroes, I have a feeling they're going to be in a great abundance this Sunday.
And the annual street dance will have part of Broadway closed in the afternoon.
You know, on Saturday night, Red Onion is sponsoring a street dance. So that's always fun, and hopefully it'll get a little bit warmer. Otherwise, we'll just have to party and drink indoors. That's a good thing. The street will be closed from 7 till around midnight. And then, of course, we get the fireworks display on Saturday night.
In Haines, 4th of July activities start on Saturday the 3rd and continue Sunday the 4th, later in the day than usual, says Joan Carlson of the Chamber of Commerce. The annual Rapinski Run begins at 8 a.m. at the Legion Hall, then the 4th of July Golf Tournament begins at 9 a.m. The annual Fire Department Barbecue is at the Haines Public Safety Building from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Lots of food. Great cook. Lots of food. Yeah. See, actually, that's the main fundraiser for our fire department. And so this is where they raise quite a bit of money in order for them to continue to be a service to the community, Haines.
The Mad Raft Race for Homemade Rafts begins at Chilkoot Lake at 2 p.m. Then on Sunday, the 4th activities start with a flag raising and breakfast at the American Legion Hall at 7 a.m.
At 11:30, this is when the kids can come by the Assembly Chambers parking lot, and I will be there to help the kids decorate their bikes. I'll have supplies for them so that they can go ahead and decorate their bikes and they can be part of the parade. And those children that are in the parade will be getting a coupon for a free ice cream cone.
The parade lineup starts at noon at the fire hall, and people interested in participating should find Lee Heinmiller. The parade starts moving at 12:30.
So come all, come one, come everybody, and begin to line up at the parade at 12 o'clock. We're expecting lots of floats, lots of people, and a good time.
Clinkett Park is host to the next phase of Independence Day activities in Haines. A pies and coffee sale by the Haines Women's Club begins at noon, with the Friends of the Library offering food for sale from 12:30 to 2.
At 1 o'clock is the famous mud volleyball. And this is a lot of people enjoy this. So that's going to be on First Avenue, same place.
The Independence Day sale is back for its second year from 1 to 4 p.m. And then a nail pounding contest by the Hammer Museum begins at 1:30 on Sunday.
You know, I challenge all you adult males because he's going to have the railroad ties, you know, and the sledgehammers to pound into, like, what is it, 4x4 cans. That looks like a lot of fun.
1:30 also kicks off the pie eating contest, foot race, and games, followed by the American Legion watermelon feed at 2 p.m.
And then, for all of you that were in the mud volleyball, at 2:30 we have the fire hose battle, so you can get cleaned up at the fire hose battle. This is going to be the 5th annual barbecue and beer garden, and they're going to have a live band this year, and that's at the Oceanside RV Park.
A closing ceremony for Haines 4th of July is at the American Legion, and fireworks are at the Port Chilkoot Dock at 11 p.m.
The deadline for exhibits for the Southeast Alaska State Fair is only 3 weeks away. There are several different categories that are expected as entries, including knitting, quilting, needlework, woodworking, photography, Native style arts, writing, crochet, music, and school projects. Dina Stout, who is the Exhibit and Vendor Director for the Southeast Alaska State Fair, is heading this exhibition and will be adhering to nationwide regulations.
Well, the categories are based on a nationwide system that's used. The system that we use here at Harriet Hall is also used at the Alaska State Fair in Palmer, and it's a system that's been set up for judging and exhibits at many, many state fairs around the country.
Prizes will be awarded to junior, senior, professional, and group entries.
And so junior division is 16 and under, senior division is 16 and over, and professional, and that those categories are based on people's abilities. So we have ages, and then we have professional. There also is another division called group, which is generally done with projects, school projects sometimes, or quilts that are done with, you know, by different groups of people. And so that is actually another division. So there actually are four altogether.
Entries come from all over Southeast Alaska. Town representatives from Skagway, Juneau, Gustavus, Wrangell, Petersburg, Craig, Hoona, Sitka, and Prince of Wales have to put their entries on the Alaska Marine Highway to make it to Haines for the exhibition.
Last year we had 142 entries from all over Southeast Alaska. We even had one that comes from Destruction Bay every year. She's this lady that gets out. She goes over to the local restaurant and filling station and waits for somebody that's going to Haines. And she gives them one of her paintings, and they bring it down to us. We have a lot of people. You can enter, and even if you don't come to the fair, you can still enter things, even though you may not be attending.
Last year was a record-breaking year for the entered exhibits, with around 630 entries displayed at Harriet Hall, which is where the exhibition will be held again this year. This season, for the first time, the State Fair will be introducing a baking contest.
Well, the baking contest is a new contest, and it's so new that it's not even in the exhibit book, because Fleshman Yeast just contacted us to tell us that they are wanting to sponsor this, and so they have sent us packets of yeast, and so it's a brand new contest. This is its first year, and they offered it to us. I actually go to larger corporations and ask for sponsorships like that, and they actually responded this year. So
free yeast packets will be available at the fair offices. Entries for the fair will be judged according to a nationwide standardization and will forego a series of tests that will determine their merit and eventually will be narrowed down to only a few entries.
And then at the very, very end, you'll have just three winners. You'll have one of junior, one of senior, one of professional, and each one of those is then judged against each other to receive the Purple Rosette, which is the department winner.
Most of the exhibits can be dropped off for entry at Harriet Hall on July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or July 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There are fair exhibit booklets available around town and at newsstands. For more information, you can contact the fair offices at 766-2476.
Oh, yeah. It's very important that this get out to people that we really want. School projects that the kids have been working on. We want last year's canning project. We want the bounty from the gardens. It's all those things that we do that we do while we live here that makes it special.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Katie Hicks.
In recognition of the KHNS 30th anniversary, we're bringing you a special feature, News from Your Past. Here's a peek into the KHNS local news archives. Here's a story that broke during what has become known as the VHS Revolution.
The Haines Arts Council will be holding its first film festival entitled Through the Viewfinder this Saturday. Submissions were requested beginning last spring and had to be turned in by September 30th. Festival committee member Tom Morfitt and the Arts Council saw an opportunity for local expression using film technology now available to everyone.
The VHS revolution has brought that technology into the hands of the average mom-pa kettle that probably a lot of people got VHS cameras, say when they had their first child or whatever. They have them up in the closet. You use them for the first 5 years, shoot videos of your kids. You get bored with them, you put them up in the closet. You know, this, we thought, here's a chance to, you know, try your hand at filmmaking.
And try they did. 10 films were entered by 6 filmmakers or teams of filmmakers. Judges will select the top 3 for awards.
That was News from Your Past, a special feature running during the KHNS membership drive to commemorate 30 years of community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. I'm Tara Bicknell with KHNS Local News. Thanks for getting your news on KHNS Radio. We appreciate your membership.